and grows.
Yeah, if it didn't come a little at a time, it might come
a whole bunch.
And if you're talking about, maybe crops, last year you got 20 bushels to the acre, and if this year you got 40, then you say this year's crop was exactly
double.
Yeah, it would be
twice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you say for me slowly the names of the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
Uh-huh. And would you also please say for me the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And what would be your most normal greeting? You meet someone before noon. How do you greet them?
My way or the proper way? Which way? Hey man, what's happening?
Okay, and what would what's predominantly in Fayetteville usually say?
Good morning. Good afternoon. You know.
Right. And what do you call a part of the day? Afternoon.
Evening.
Yeah. When does evening start?
After 12.
And then after supper, you call it?
Nighttime.
Now, what would be your usual, you're leaving somebody's house at nighttime, what do you say to them? I mean, just a casual leave-taking.
Good night.
Okay, if you have to get up and start working, before the sun has come into sight, you say you went to work before.
Set up.
And if you kept working until the sun had gone out of sight, you worked till after
sundown.
Okay, today is what? Friday.
Friday.
So Thursday was
yesterday.
And Saturday will be
tomorrow.
Okay, somebody came to see you on a Sunday, a week earlier than last Sunday. So he came
Monday week.
Or somebody is going to leave a week beyond, say, next Sunday, they're going to leave.
Next Monday week.
If somebody came to see you from, say, the first of the month to about the 15th, how long would you say they had stayed?
First part of the month.
Do you ever hear the term fortnight around here for that 2-week period?
Fortnight.
Yeah, would you use that, or would you hear it?
Uh-uh.
I hadn't heard his line sure. If you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody.
What time it is?
Yeah, the person would look at what to tell you.
Well, the old folks used to look at the sun, but they'd look at the watch now.
Okay, if it's midway between, say, 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Half past 7.
And suppose it's about 15 minutes later than that, he'd say it's
15:08.
Would you use any, is there a way that you might expect to hear that said around here using the word quarter? It's a
quarter past. The old folks do that.
Yeah, that
you know, older folks, you know, in the 50 age group and up, they use the quarter.
So if it were 15 minutes before, say 8 o'clock, they'd say it's
quarter to you.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for
quite a while.
And again, if you're talking about crops, you might say, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
If a child has just had a third birthday, you'd say he's
3.
Yeah, or if you're going to say a longer phrase, you'd say,